I started at the jail in 59 and did 33 years there.
Yeah.
And ended up as assistant superintendent. And after the riots, it was said there must be a better way to run the jail. So they got people from all over Australia, from heads of departments, and had meetings down in the education department in William Street, opposite the Catholic Church, down the street a bit, opposite the park. And they worked out that you could take down all the interior barriers and yards and locks and bolts and leave the accommodation blocks and put them into nine areas, nine units, and then put two officers. It was revolutionary, the female officers first, the female officers as well as the male. And you put them in the units, they'd be in charge, they'd be like the police. And the concept was to have a building, a jail, in the same principle as a city, you run a city. And there was a sterile zone with no man's land mapped out between the wall and the accommodation area. The middle place had no fences.
Yeah, yeah.
The prisoners had come in, they'd have a meeting and work out the type of person that they were, and they'd allow them to go and look in the units and see the classification of blokes in the unit. There was blokes that wanted to study and blokes that were druggies.
Mm.
And the units worked on the principle that you had the same psychological type of person, the disposition, and they'd make an application to go into the unit, and there'd be a meeting with officers and the inmates that were in the unit, and they'd take on, they'd want the bloke to go in with them, and he had to accept that he'd keep the place clean and do the share of cooking. And we had their supplied the raw materials and washing machines, and they used to have to keep the place clean, do their own washing and their own tucker.
Yeah.
And that was different of and feeding them hand and mouth in the old concept.
Yeah.
The funny thing, John was over in
John
Hughes.
Yeah.
Was over in he was in Seattle, and this TV program come on with me and Paul over in America, and he said, "You wouldn't believe what I saw." He said, "You and one of the prisoners discussing the new concept," and I said that there was them and us before, but now it was different with the unit management. It was a combination of employing a system like a city outside in the jail situation. And I described what it was like, and Paul Trindle spoke and said it was, you had a whole new concept, and it was positive the way it was organised, and he was pleased with it. And the surprise, John.
Suddenly you're on the TV in America.
In Seattle.
When you put him in, you know,
responsibility, he grabbed onto it.
Yeah.
Run with it. Called on his better aspects of his nature.
Yeah, yeah. The boundaries.
Yeah, they sort of looked on, they respected the freedom that it offered.
Yeah.
Where you didn't have to wait on the gate and the lock and a screw and a pass. When I first went up there, you couldn't talk to them.
No.
And you addressed them as a number.
Yeah.
113.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And you read out the rolls with the numbers. You lost your name and identity when you went in. And
why would it have been? Was that as part of your punishment or control?
Yeah. And you'd stand 8 hours when you went on guard duty at night, come down off the towers and stand inside in the corner. And you'd have to catch the ROIC of the Watts, the senior, as soon as he came around the corner around from the special yards, if you didn't see him, you'd be in strife. He had a flash twice. He'd flash it, you'd flash him, and then he'd flash back, and you'd flash twice. And you're tall. And there was shelter boxes when it was raining.
Yeah.
But you couldn't sit down. But there was a shovel to shovel the coal in the heaters. And you put the shovel upside down and sit on the shovel. But you wouldn't want to let the senior catch on the shovel. There was parades for everything. Everything was handed to them, like their clothes that change on Sunday, haircuts. The inspection had come around. You had to be ready for inspection and have the wings ready, and the governor and the deputy come through. The deputy do it, or the governor or the principal. And you had to salute and report your post. It was run like a ship.
Mm.
We still had inspections when the new concept took over.
Yeah.
Old way was good if it was done to the T, but if you didn't keep it up correct, there was weak areas in it, it'd be cause contention, and then there'd be blues and fights. And
because you never come home, did you?
3 days.
And he was bad, wasn't it, up there? Or?
Oh, Brookie, the doctor, Brookmore, went in and said that he doesn't know how anyone wasn't killed.
Mm.
The situation, there was water pipes busted and spurting out everywhere, and doors knocked off the top and dropped down through the safety nets through the 3 landings. It was a schmozzle. First indication of a problem, you'd call a meeting and the officers go in with them, and they'd work it out before it got a hot situation.
Mm.
So
they were taking some responsibility for themselves.
Taking all the responsibility.
Yeah.
Give them incentive.
Yeah.
And drive. And the Toastmasters used to go in and have meetings, all sorts of...
Toastmasters?
Yeah.
Really?
Have meetings. The only place they said the officers weren't overseeing it was the room up in the... near the boot shop for a club.
Yeah.
And the bloke got raped in there. Because there's no... That was only downer and...
So you weren't... You said you'd give them their free space and then someone did the wrong thing.
Yeah, and that was the only occasion that and because I didn't like the idea of it without the officers there. And but anyway,
that was one
closed
of the,
it off.
Yeah. Did that mess them up after that happened?
No, it stayed... Put the kibosh on the club. It did away with it because it wasn't congenial with the concept of the unit management.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have a club down in the city without a staff to look after it, would you?
No.
Reaffirmed that the concept was right because the concept of the club was out of line with the thinking of the rest of it. And there was a security team on the towers, and there was a bit of a controversy. The officers that were in the units, looking after the units, they called them prim lovers. So the officers off the towers rostered them in so that they had to earn their respect rather than be up on the towers and calling them prim lovers.
So... the blokes up in the towers were looking down on the people
looking down
on the waters down in there and saying they're crim lovers.
Yeah.
So you swapped them around.
Swapped them around and that'd do turn in. And that worked good too because you earned your respect in there, and you had to be on your merit to work in and see that problems were adjudicated on problems in conjunction with the prisoners.
You change your opinion when you're down there standing next
to them. Yeah, when you're rostered in amongst them. You're a freedom lover.
Yeah.
So. 2IC of accommodation. It was surprising because they said if you have a blue without the yards to segregate them, you'll have a hell of a pickle. Well, there was a big fight there one day, and between two tough nuts, and it happened like we said it would. The blokes all they looked on, but they never joined in. They went back to their units, like, and in the finish, when the blokes burned themselves out a bit, I said, "Is that enough?" And and one bloke had his teeth broken, and they pulled up and went back to the units. And it was John Flock was in with it, and me, Savage Barney, while it was going. But it was they showed respect and restraint as to
it was like a fair fight, and no one else came in doing the
deal. Made it into a riot.
Yeah,
it was great.
And that was a scare if it was a riot.
Yeah, there'd be no.
Were those two blokes fighting for some sort of ownership of groups, or were they just...
hated each other. They confronted each other, and there was a situation, got into a situation where they couldn't back down, so they had to lay into each other.
Yeah. So they weren't fighting over some...
No, they were heavy friends.
Yeah.
In any jail situation, the ratio... staff to prisoners was about 100 to 500. And if they wanted to turn it on, and they could have done it. It's just, you sort of look at the concept, and there was a little bloke named Mr. Peter Carberry. He's only a short bloke, but he commanded respect, and he was marvellous.
This is a
in the whole system. Yeah. He was a chief overseer. And he'd march through, and they'd respect him, and You earn respect. You can't command it.
No.
And
it's interesting.
Yeah, and it was that sort of thing that you had to be fair dinkum with the new concept and understand it and utilise the provisions that were built into it to keep the proper control, like without being oppressive. You just had to put the concept and let the what was envisaged, because you incorporate the prisoners as well as the officers in the concept. And when you'd got that together, that's why it worked and it was successful. Because you can either make a bloke worse or better, utilise his time better or worse. And it's easy to... influence the worst of the nature of the person, but to draw out the talents or the benefits about a person, and most people like to have a peaceful and a situation that you can see horizons rather than oppression. And that work that was interesting when it come together.
As
conceived it would.
Yeah.
Because it put enough into the studying of it and seeing what was like when a prisoner come in and he had a mental problem, and the Aboriginal boys, they undertook to take him one cell at a time each night. They'd swap him over and look after him, in like just out of fellowship for him. And it was good to see.